one, Dan.
Holy shit. We got some excited people in the audience today. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Happy Hour-ish here on Exotica TV. I am your host, Jay, with my beautiful host, Dan. Hey, Danny boy. What's happening?
Co-host, Jay.
Well, you know.
We've
only done this show 55 times. You would think that I would have figured that out by now. But you know what?
I know.
We are not professional content creators. We are not professional webcasters. We are professional trade show producers. And so with that being said, as you can see, Dan, look, we got new titles and, well, not new titles. We got old titles. And
that's legit.
I decided to go back to not picking on your age, not saying that you were born before Abraham Lincoln, not saying that, you know, you were born before the wheel was invented. And I wanted to go right back to the trade show producing side because, Dan, you know why I wanted to do it?
63 days, Jay.
You know why I wanted to do it?
63 days.
This is our first show back, and we're officially doing Exotica Exotica Chicago in July. Yeah! Yes, that's right. Exotica, New Jersey. No, Exotica, Chicago, July 16th. It was a Dolphin.
63 days. 63 days away, Jay.
63 days, man. I am so excited.
I asked Alexa before.
You have no idea. The news came at the end of last week, which, of course, we had last week off. And it could not have come at a better time because we had put a deadline of ourselves on of making the decision by May 1st. May 8th or 9th. So we put it off and we were able to pull it off. So yay us, Dan.
Yay!
You always look so excited. You look at it like,
I am.
You're actually smiling. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, Jay, cheers.
Poe said that I look blazed. Maybe I am.
Who, me or which one, Poe? Me or him?
I don't know. Both of us.
Actually, Poe did it solid for me, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Because he did a shout out to my other little venture this week, and it was actually pretty cool.
Danny's footlong hoagie sausages?
Yes. Hoagies is a thing down there. They're
hoagies
heroes
and grinders.
Here. So if you're in Philly, go to Poe's Sandwich Joint. If you're in New Jersey, go to Bambino's Deli. If you're at Jay's house, go to the bathroom.
Don't go to the bathroom. Use the half bathroom downstairs.
Drop a deuce in the top. Do an upper decker.
No. So let's see, Dan boy. What else happened this week? Obviously, Exotica was the big
news. You
weren't
here last week.
We've been gone for 2 weeks.
Riding bicycles.
So there's some very important things that have happened, okay? Fish tour. They announced tour is coming back. So excited.
Who gives a fuck?
I took a header off of my skateboard, snapped it in half, ripped my arm all apart. Look, I'm actually, that's like a week old. I'm healed. I hit a woodchuck with my bicycle that then flew up in the air.
A groundhog or a woodchuck?
They're the same thing, aren't they?
They're really not the same thing.
They really are. I'm pretty sure that woodchucks and groundhogs are the same thing. All right,
Litter of foxes? Was it a litter?
A gaggle of geese?
I don't know, but there's a bunch of foxes living in my neighborhood.
Did you run over any of them with a bicycle?
No, my dog almost got one before.
Okay, well, listen, I not only ran over a woodchuck on a bicycle, it spun up in my tire and it hit my mom. So I've had like a pretty solid couple of weeks. I'm glad that I took some time off to run over some woodchucks, and we're back in action. And even more importantly, Dan, we're producing trade shows. You want me to play that sound effect again?
Really not.
You sure?
That's okay. I'm good without it. You're going to do it anyway, though,
annoying. I won't. I promise I won't.
Okay. You will.
No.
I don't believe you. You're sitting there with your finger on the button right now.
No. I would never do that.
Let me see both your hands. Where's the other one? Both at the same time. Okay, good. All right, dude, look. Very loud.
Why not? I like it that way. It's meant to show excitement, man. Excitement.
You okay? Enough of your tomfoolery, Jay. Enough of your tomfoolery. Let's go. Let's bring in our guests, Jay, because nobody wants to see us. They'd rather see
they
that.
They do. They want to see me, Dan. They want to see us in our matching shirts. Don't lie.
So, please welcome to the show the one and only Miss Lucky Star and Christy Love. Ladies, welcome to Exotica TV. Hey.
Oh, man, I didn't give them the proper applause because I had turned it down. Here, let's give them another one.
Better.
Oh, the crowd
yes,
was
yes.
It's not in stereo, Jay. Do you know that?
I don't know. Listen, our crowd is analog, Dan. It's analog.
It's crowd analog. So welcome to the show. Welcome to all our regular listeners, viewers, whatever the hell you want to call
it. That's pretty much just John Beach. But aside from that, yes.
No, dude, we got fucking Pose here telling what. I still want to know which one of us looks blazed.
I think both of us. It's Friday afternoon, really Dan. It's happy hour-ish. It's, okay, you know,
I will get high then.
Wait until he sees what you look like at the end of the show, and then we'll make our judgments.
We should bring Poe in. I love Poe. But John Beach, thank you. Smitty, thank you very much with that. And whoever else is watching us out there in TV land or listening to us. Oh, James Bartley checking in.
Hey, there he is.
Thank you, James.
Look at that
thank
mug.
Thank you. So, ladies.
Look at that mug.
Look at James.
Yeah.
I'm
crushing
on
his head. Bring him up here. I can crush his head.
How about this? Gone.
Okay. So if anybody wants to contribute to our fund, we are, even though Exotica is back, we still have a lot of catching up to do. So please give to our Venmo and PayPal at 3X Events.
Or you can go buy tickets to Exotica, which would be even better. And that, they're
a little bit. Jay can't squander that money.
And they're more expensive than, you know, the $3 that cheap motherfuckers are about to throw us on some Venmo pages. So, like, go buy a VIP ticket. Makes us feel way better.
Yeah. So, ladies, I think you guys are both going to be at Exotica Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, at the Galaxy publicity booth. And I know you
Christy,
two have met in the
tell
past.
You that I have a room.
Ooh.
Oh, you do?
She has a room.
Oh, okay. I have a room, and Tia Kai's staying with me. And she said, is Christy going to stay with us? I said, I don't know. I could ask her.
Oh, yes. See, we will connect.
How is it they're further along in their Exotica plans than we are, Dan? I'm not feeling good
I
about
like
this.
I like to plan my life Jay, 6 months in advance.
I think we only shared a room once today.
Did we?
And that was enough.
Who was Big
I think
Spoon?
We did once. We went on a scouting trip, actually, to Exotica Chicago. Me, you, and Ace shared a room. And I think, remember, we went down to downtown Chicago. You guys got really fucked up. I got really fucked up. I tapped out, passed out in the cab. That was like an hour long back to fucking Rosemont. And you guys came like pouring in at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and you had to sleep on the cot.
That's weird because, I always sleep on the cot. Like, I always tell, I don't care where I sleep. I can sleep wherever. I'm easy. So... You know, I let my buddies have the real bed, and you and Adrian make such a cute couple that it was like, you know,
it was two other beds. But
how could
okay.
How could I get in the middle of that sandwich? No, seriously, how could I get in the middle of that sandwich?
Hey,
So you two ladies have been. Somebody actually put. We saw something on Twitter this week about. Do you have a Jay, by the way?
No, I
the
don't.
Post. You don't
oh wait,
have a screenshot.
I texted to you, didn't I?
You texted it to me. You did.
I if you give me just a second, I believe is this
Let's see, I'm looking at all the ridiculous photos. Let's see. We got something I sent you here.
There we go.
My daughter hitting a home run.
The Twitter question. Hamster. Have you guys ever done a girl-girl scene with each other? And to which Christy replied, yes. And I, being the researcher that I am, made sure that I screenshotted this and I sent it to Dan. So. We would be able to do just what we're doing now.
Did you watch the scene, Jay?
No, I did not. You know what's weird? I don't really watch porn anymore. I just it's once you know everybody, it kind of is. It changes things.
But then you have to go to like the animated stuff.
Or like straight amateur, where you know you don't like. You know that's more my like cut at it.
Or the European that you don't know anyone.
Yeah, that's true. I prefer pygmy porn.
Amateur.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody's into that or not, but
no, nobody. Okay. Just you.
Whatever floats your boat.
Okay.
So where did you guys work? How long ago was it that you guys worked together?
Should we tell them the story, Christy?
Okay. We're coming right out of the gate. There's a story to be had. So.
Please tell them.
Please.
Here's the deal. We were hosting a swingers party.
Okay.
And they like to, you know, have porn stars come and host. And I always have the brilliant idea of taking all the performers, putting them all in a bed, and just letting cameras go. And none of the people at the party could touch anyone in the bed until I gave the go now.
Ahead. Okay.
So they, and there was actually another male performer there. He actually won best new male performer.
Okay.
Yeah, of AVN this year. His name's Alex Rushing. Or no, Alex Mack. Sorry, he changed his name to Alex Mack.
Okay.
And he's from Russia. So we had this awesome scene. And Kristen and I would start it off and doing a girl's girl scene. And then Alex joined in and everyone just watching, just we're getting so turned on. And it really was a great night. I think it was a great night. And then once I said, okay, now just people just dove in and, you know, there were hands and tongues everywhere. And you know who's was where? Because it's all good. It's all good.
Hands and tongues everywhere. That's a lot like when Dan and I shared that hotel room.
Yeah.
An ace. Yep.
Sometimes you just don't care who's what's on what. That's just right. Feels good.
Yep.
So do you know? So you said you don't know who it was. So how do you know you actually had sex with Christy?
Oh, no, no. In the beginning, it was just the three of us, Alex, Mac, Christy, and myself.
Okay.
And because we are performers, we know what to do. We know how to show it. We know how to perform it for a crowd of people that started forming, watching us. And that was a pretty fun night.
It was. It was very fun.
Where was it? Was it on the East Coast? Was it out West? Was it like, what?
Was it? Was it Burbank or was it Newport Beach? Was it Newport?
Newport, yes.
Newport, okay. And I just sort of got in touch with these guys that host parties all the time. Clearly, they haven't had one in a long time because of the COVID. But to be honest, I don't usually like hosting parties because I'm not going to lie, it's a lot. It's very, very overwhelming. But you can make a lot of friends. Like,
what hors d'oeuvres? Is it going to be pigs in the blanket or stuffed mushrooms?
You don't know.
Or,
you don't like, know. Fruit punch, and here's the, like, I get raw. Punch?
There's a lot of stuffed mushrooms.
There's a lot of things that could happen. I would say for the most part, everyone's like very nice and everyone's respectful. Then there's one or two bad seeds in the bunch that do not follow the rules. And they think it's a fucking free for all and they could just jump in there and push somebody out of the way, which I've seen happen. Push somebody away to just try to get in there. And there's a certain etiquette when it comes to parties like these. And I used to host a lot more actually on the East Coast in New York City. But to be honest, I don't do a lot of them anymore just because the next day I'm just wiped. I'm just staring like at the ceiling of this.
I'm always, we have a lifestyle program in our show called Couples X. And we started kind of in the lifestyle side of it or bringing it into the fold with Exotica like 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe even more than that now. And it was so interesting to learn about because I am a full-blown, what do they call it? Not newbie, green. Is it green or is it whatever? I'm not in it. So like, it was so interesting to hear all of the stories and like how these things work and the different style rooms that they have. And the craziest one that I heard was a blackout room where it's just the room itself is completely black. Like you have no idea. So you go into it and you just kind of got to feel your way through and like,
I've heard of gay clubs like that,
which it actually is more of like a obviously open more to like bi men and women and, you know, people that, you know, are in the, say the middle of the Kinsey scale, which Dan taught me all about. Just kind of, no, you definitely did not. That would be Adam.
I taught you what sounding was.
Yeah. We learned that a couple of weeks ago, or I learned that a couple of weeks ago that kind of,
Jay, we got an interesting comment in the chat there. Okay. Lucky, they want Platinum Chef BJ. So either he's really into cooking or BJ's. I don't know.
He heard stuff mushrooms.
He wants to know what Christy Love tastes like.
Yes.
What does Christy Love taste like? She tastes like Korean barbecue.
Now, I don't swing, but I do love Korean barbecue. So,
okay.
Yeah. Good stuff.
But you know what the one thing about Korean, I love Korean barbecue too, except like you got to leave your clothes in the car pretty much.
You know, it's
oh no, I love that. I love having that smell of that garlic smoke on you. So I can smoke the rest of the meat.
So I went to a Korean barbecue place not too long ago that had literally when you sit at the table, you know, they got the grill in front of you and everything, and they had this thing, they reach up and they pull down, and it's actually like the ventilation system that like has a tube over you, and it like pulls down to like right down to the table, so it kind of like just sucks it straight out versus like letting it fly. And I was much less barbecue-y walking out of there.
that's good
so Christy, just so we're good, so you're a life coach. Besides being a swinger, you're also a life coach. So
I need that.
Jay really needs some. We keep asking because we've got a few life coaches on here. What's the best advice you can get, you know, give to Jay to get over his fear of clowns? he's not really. He's not afraid of clowns. I'm kidding.
That's our other guy.
Yes, definitely. Whatever fears you guys have, which you don't confront, you never overcome. So just confront the issue, and then you'll overcome it.
Head on. Always do something. Yes. Do something.
Do it head on, like you're running over a woodchuck.
That's right. Damn, I'm telling you, this woodchuck. Yeah, he. By the way, the woodchuck was not harmed in the bike accident.
Making this story.
No, okay. No, he's fine. And neither was my mom. So. They both survived.
I did run over a chipmunk one time on my motorcycle. I felt really bad.
A pedal bike. I don't know. That was after. Anyways.
Christopher from Englewood, New Jersey, says he's looking forward to Exotica, New Jersey this year.
Whoa, that's and a comment he, right there. Look at this thing. It's like a book.
And he's sending super love to you.
Christy and Lucky from Englewood, New Jersey.
Oh, thank you. Super love.
James Bartley.
We were discussing while we were waiting for you. We were discussing with Christy. Did you name yourself after the Madonna song?
Me?
Lucky? Yeah.
Lucky Star.
Oh yeah, it's got, because I don't think there's a Madonna song called Christy Love. no, I named myself after a puppy that I had with my ex. And his name, yeah.
Okay. His dog's name was Lucky.
Black guy right here. And when we broke up, he started calling me Lucky. And then I'm just like, when I went into the adult industry, I had to, my name was Lucky when I was stripping. But when I went into the adult industry, I kept the name, but I'm like, okay, I should add a last name because it's just better. And I thought for some stupid reason, I thought Star with 2 R's was being so original.
that's how Jay was with 3 X's. Yeah.
Whatever.
Very common. Oh, I hear Star, it. 2 R's.
Star.
Yeah.
How about you, Christy? How did your name come about?
Yes. So my best friend's name is Christy. And then love, just love.
A lot like Star with 2 R's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Christy's all about love. With 2 E's.
Well, and like so many things, like when you pick it, you're never thinking like, oh, you know, what will I think of this in 3 years or 5 years? Or like, and no matter what you pick, you'll look back and be like, what was I thinking doing that? We do it with Exotica because Exotica has 3 X's in it and it's fucking miserable. Like everything, you can't do any advertising because it's got 3 X's in the web domain.
You get kicked
off. Well, I mean, everybody gets kicked off of Instagram. That shit's like, that's light.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, it's.
Dude,
yeah.
We were pioneers in that shit.
Wow.
I feel like everybody gets their like Instagram deletion cherry popped every once in a while.
I don't think Christy has.
No?
Yeah, see, they haven't, Jay. It's just us.
You know what?
It's just us, Jay.
It's hard out there for Exotica. Other people definitely have had the issue, but it's apparently you guys, they must like you. Nobody reports you and they just...
I try to keep it safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, me
One
too.
Time I did a scene with a male talent and I just took a selfie of me and him and they deleted that post. And all we did was take pictures of our faces. And I'm like... That was with Rome Major, Rome Major. Yep. Anyway, really great scene too.
Our presenting sponsor, My Free Cams, had their Facebook page or their Instagram page taken down when all they would do is post headshots of the different models.
Oh, wow.
So like, I don't know, whatever it is, like it's not a human being sitting there and being like, you know what, I disagree with this. Like it's just like you get caught in some fucked up algorithm or whatever and it's gone.
And you know what else is interesting about our guest, Jay? They are both authors.
Oh, really?
They have both written books. So it's
Beauty and book Brave. Is,
I Am Lucky and The Naked Truth, The Lucky Star Story, and The Naked Truth. And Christy, you're... What have you? What book did? Where's your book? Come on, show us your book. You don't have your book.
How do you not?
Lex is actually holding it. The Naked Truth.
Oh, that's
okay. Oh, that's yours. Okay. Oh, that's you.
I thought Lucky was trying to take claim for both of them.
Yeah, well, 21 actually,
adult workers.
It's in my book.
Is she? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I pretty much did a collaboration of all sex workers into this book.
Okay.
So
is that James Bartley on your thigh?
He's in there, right?
Oh, I guess it is. Yeah.
I know he's on her thigh right there.
Adult workers will tell the truth about lies.
Wait. You want to see me? I can do this.
Nice.
Yeah, I know it's yeah. confusing.
Oops. Yeah. Oh, I'm in there somewhere. But Christy looks at it as like a very, very positive light because I hate to say sex workers get a lot of negative vibes. And she's trying to show the positivity. And that's what I love about Christy. Like, first of all, she's one of the few people in the industry I really, really trust.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and she's always like very, very positive. And like, I like to tell people, the Asian girls, we like to stick together like rice.
Yes, we do. Actually, that is so true. Every time we go to an event, I see us all swarm together. And here we are just like all together. It's so funny.
Well, Dan, but I know where I want to hang out.
For a lot of people.
See, Jay's wife is, Jay has an Asian fetish. His wife is Asian.
First of all, I don't have an Asian fetish. I have an Asian wife.
Asian preference? You have an Asian, you love Asians.
I
you love Asian women. That is your preference.
I do. I, you know what it really is? I just,
Jay, who's your favorite porn star of all time, Jay?
Kobe Tai. All day long. All day, every day. She was like, she took my virginity and she doesn't even know it.
So Jay's going to hang out with the Asian. You guys should have like a little like club, like a little gang, like little jackets and stuff.
Oh, like good.
Like the Yakuza.
Okay. Kind of like the pink ladies.
Like that's what I was going to say. The pink ladies in Greece or.
Have her names embroidered right here.
I think the Yakuza sounds cooler. I don't know. We're going to need to get a metal. Maybe
not actually.
I would always say, hopefully this doesn't offend anyone, but I would always say once you go Asian, you never get any tighter.
Once you go Asian, you never go Caucasian.
We actually had, at our wedding, we had a bunch of like custom funny fortune cookies, and that was one of the fortune cookies was...
No, he also had the guy that originally did, and it's when I first met Jay when he got married. So I was at the wedding and I'm like, we had this guy that did the voiceovers for commercials. You know, he didn't use me because I guess my voice isn't good enough for him. So
no, I used to, but
he's like there. Yeah. But he goes, when he's there, like he has the announcer wedding party and his wife is like, she floats like a butterfly and sting like she's Chinese.
This is true. Yeah, we did more of a like party than we did a wedding per se. So it was kind of like a big like production of like, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I'm but curious. Imagine so have what you could ever do
now. I've never met her. She's never been to a show. We have literally searched to the end of the earth to try and like get her. Dan is like, I mean, we've drilled, like we've gone through.
Let's put it this way.
Vivid. We've gone through.
I got Jay on a baseball field with Don Mattingly and the Miami Marlins
before ever even finding Kobe
and Sports Center and all that other shit, but I can't get Kobe Tai to a fucking show.
Sometimes when they go into hiding, is it.
Well, that's kind of what Vivid had said. You know, like I mean, we're friends with those guys, and they had always participated with the show. And
I even asked her ex-husband.
Yeah. By the time you get drilled down to the ex-husband or the employer that made her famous and they tell you that she's gone underground, there I don't think there's any finding her.
I usually keep in touch with people, or at least know what happens to them after they retire and go out of the business, but everyone has their reasons, and just sometimes when you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
But yeah. Some of these guys are just like, oh, can I get a hold of her? And I'm like, she's been retired for like 10 years.
She doesn't want to get a hold of. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Dan, Dan, who is your go-to porn girl from
there? Wasn't. I do. I, real the real ironic days? Thing is, The ironic thing is I never really watched porn. The first porn movie I ever saw, I think I was about like 14. It was Up and Coming with Marilyn Chambers. Like some friend of mine, we were at like some party or something. And it was like friends of my mom. So, and then, you know, they had teenagers that were older than us. And they go, oh, you want to see something? I found my dad's stash. And like, you know, so he popped that on. But I never really had, like, I never watched it. Even when I was, like, working in, you know, for magazines and, you know, as an editor, yeah, we'd used to have to review stuff. And it's like, you just don't watch it because, A, you either know everybody, or B, you know, you just get desensitized. You just watch it because it's work. You just want to fast forward. Okay, here's this. Fast forward this. You know,
and people don't understand that after a while, especially when we're in the industry, after a while, we just become, like, I don't want to say immune, but, like, if you see people fucking in a corner on set, that's, like, normal for us. If you see a guy grab a girl's tit, I know it's, like, me too, but to us, that's our way of saying hi.
That's like Jay living in Philly and people seeing shit on people's doorsteps. It's, like, normal.
Yeah, that's how it is.
That's normal in Philly, right, Jay?
Yeah, you know it. Coming from...
Did anybody ever shit on your doorstep, Jay?
No, nobody shit on my doorstep. People don't pick up their dog shit, but that
we've nobody ever shit on your doorstep.
Nobody's ever shit on my doorstep. Oh wait, did they?
Did they ever put in a paper bag?
Did somebody shit on my doorstep?
Maybe you said one time. You did say one time that somebody shit on your doorstep.
I shit on somebody's back step one time.
Well, that I expect. These things I expect.
It was yeah. Well, not on purpose.
It was revenge shit.
Because Vivid Radio never lets us talk about poop, I'm just going to go ahead and throw this poop story out there. So years ago, I was living up in Connecticut and I was playing like softball or something, like men's softball or whatever, one day after work. And I was out in right field, very end of the game. And all of a sudden it hit like a ton of bricks. I was like, I need to take a shit. And my stomach is like flipping and whatever. The game ends. I literally run straight to my car. Like clinched the whole way, you know, I get there, I speed off, I get to the first gas station. It's like a mobile station or whatever. And I like waddle into the place and I'm like, do you have a bathroom I could use? And he's like, it's not open to the public. I'm like, dude, it's an emergency. Like, this is like, I can't do this, you know? And I live like 10 miles away or whatever. The guy's like, nah, sorry. So I was like, okay, well, I got to shit like in the woods or something. Like, what am I going to do? So I ran around the back of the building. And at that point, the only time I had was to pull my pants down. And I took a giant shit on the back step of the mobile station, as horrible as that was. And I was like, it oddly felt good because I knew that guy would go to leave that night. And when he walked out the back door, like, you know, he would know it was me. Like, that was like, oh, that's the guy that said it was an emergency. I should have fucking let the guy in.
Good thing you're old and they didn't invent cameras yet.
So, yeah, no.
You're marking your territory.
Can
I tell a poop story?
And nobody's ever shit on that step again. Anyways, go ahead. Yes.
My poop story? Oh, my God, Chris, you're going to love this. Because this happened at...
Because Christy loves poop stories.
Well, no, here's the deal. I didn't plan on this. Okay, at the Avian house parties, it's open bar. And I got wasted. I don't know how the fuck this happened. And I only live 1.7 miles away from the Avian office. And I'm driving, and all of a sudden you just feel it. And you're just like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And before I knew it, it started coming out of me. Really thick lava, and it lifted me up off my driver's seat, and I'm like, this is not fucking happening to me. And I'm like, I'm just 1.7 miles away. I could do this. And we're talking, and then I just parked my car so fucked up and went upstairs, and I had a jumpsuit on. Everyone know what a jumpsuit is?
It's not like just a quick pop out of this thing. No. Right.
I had to do an emergency load of laundry in the middle of the night and clean up whatever pieces have fallen. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe like this happened to me. I think I was just that drunk. As God is my witness, I swear to God, if I'm even like a little bit tipsy, I will call an Uber now or someone to pick me up or whatever after that night.
I thought you were going to say when you get drunk, you have the giant urge to take a shit.
No, not really. And then that was the weird thing. I just lost control of all bodily functions. And then all of a sudden when I get to the car the next day, I parked in this weird fucked up angle and halfway into my neighbor's spot. And then I'm like, what the fuck did I do last night? And I look at my driver's seat. I'm like, oh, that's what I did last night.
Christy. Yeah. Oh my God. What's your poop story, Christy? Do you have a poop story? Everybody's got a poop story.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Christy's pop poop story. Let's go.
Mine is very different.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm a webcam model. I'm on My Free Cams in Chatterbait.
Okay.
And I have been on there for a long time. Anyways, one day someone comes in and asks me to do a Skype show with them.
Skype so or Skype?
Skype.
Okay.
So then here I am, and I'm like, fine. He pays me, and then he grabs a plate and puts it right in front of the camera. Then squats, and I watch him get shat right onto the plate, grabs a fork, and eats
no.
something.
No!
No! I Jay, have a sound effect? Oh, my God. That's all I got.
Like that. Yeah. I know of a very famous Asian porn star that used to get paid. She would be flown to a city. I can't say her name. She'll fucking murder me. But she's a big... I was a huge fan of her before I even went into porn. And she would be flown to a city. The guy would take her out to dinner so he could watch the food go in her mouth. The next day, she had like a maybe 2-hour window to just call him up saying, okay, it's time. He'd come over to her hotel that he paid for, and she would poop in his mouth.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No! Like Fudgy the Whale.
That was her name, yeah, but it rhymes
no,
with...
God, please, no! No!
I know, wait, it can only be... It's one of three people. It's not Kobe Ty.
It rhymes with...
Kehlani Lay?
Her name rhymes with Bika Pan.
Oh, I know it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know who
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah. She and I were best friends.
That was going to
be number three.
Come on, Dan.
Mine? Let's see. So I was working like back in the day. I was working as a like a best boy, like you know, grip, you know, for like stuff. So we were filming something.
Define stuff
on, like no, it was like anything. Like I worked on a remember Chris Elliott, you know, from David Letterman.
Yeah. Yep.
Mainstream.
I worked on a Mainstream special stuff. For him. I worked on it with Larry with a bunch of Letterman stuff. I worked on a video for Randy Jackson, not the Randy or Freddie Jackson. I'm sorry.
Freddie Jackson, like the MTV VJ?
No, that was JJ Jackson.
Oh, no, that was Fast. Who was Fab Five Freddie?
Fab Five Freddie.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a whole bunch of shit, whatever that I worked on. Literally. So, literally. But anyway, we were filming something and it was on like the piers in New York and it was like an outdoor shoot. And I'm like, fuck, man, I gotta fucking shit really bad. I gotta shit really bad. And I'm like, I'll be right back. And I'm like, fucking, like, speed walking with my ass cheeks clenched. And I'm like fucking flopping up here. There's like some kind of fucking like bagel place or something. I'm like, dude, can I use your bathroom? And then I keep walking. Like I didn't even wait for him to say yes. I keep walking behind the counter, going to the bathroom. It just explodes fucking everywhere. Like a little even maybe like, and I'm like just trying to clean fucking up or whatever. Cause it's just like, I'm like, yeah.
What have I done?
And there was like one little spot that got onto my fucking jeans.
Good for you.
So now I'm like, I can't fucking wash this shit. No, but now I'm like fucking, so I had a hoodie. I'm like tying the hoodie around. I walk out of there. Now I'm in this fucking bathroom probably for like a good half hour at least.
So they think you're doing crack.
No, they probably don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm like waiting to come out of there and just find cops. And they're like, knocking on the door, are you okay? Yes, yes, I'm sorry. I'm okay. You know, I'll be out in a minute. And then yeah, I come out and like, dude, I just fucking, as fast as I went in, as fast as I left, because that place looked like a fucking crime scene.
By the way, the answer, Dan, Ted just confirmed it was the office that somebody shit on the front step.
Ah, that's what it was.
Yes,
okay.
The office.
See, I knew there was shit, but
it's right off of South Street in Philly. I'm sure people get their front steps shit on all the time. Like, it just happens. It's like
Jay, I'm getting really high, Jay.
High enough to have the last 12 minutes eaten up by poop conversation.
Dude, so wait, I want to let you ladies know. We've done this show for 55, over a year, 55 episodes of this show, right? And this is the first time we've ever had poop stories like this.
I think everyone has a good poop story.
Did we ever tell the Exotica poops, the most famous Exotica poop story?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
So we were in Miami.
Okay, this will be our wrap of the poop stories.
Poops.
Okay, yeah. This is the story to end all stories with poop.
Yes. So we were in doing Exotica Miami, and in Exotica Miami, you know, it was in South Beach originally. So Which, by the way, Exotica Miami people in September this year also. So, yay. Anyway, so we're at South Beach now. Jay always wanted to stay with the higher-ups across the street at the fucking, what was it called? The South Seas, right? And, like, I got stuck with the talent and the babysitter across the street at the Catalina. You know, so we would basically take over that entire hotel with all the talent. So one night, they're right across the street from each other. The Catalina has, like, you know, this outdoor, you know, it's on right on Collins Ave, so it's got all this stuff outside and, you know, couches and whatnot. So anyway, after the show, fucking a bunch of girls go out, a bunch of the stars. I'm not going to say who the girl was that did this, so. But her name does rhyme with, no, it wasn't Brie.
No, that's right, it wasn't. Who was it?
It wasn't Brie, dude. Anyway, this star.
Oh, I know who it is. She's more active. We can't say anything.
Yeah, we can't say anything because of that. But anyway, I can't say what it rhymes with.
Christina Coase?
Maybe. I cannot confirm or deny this. But anyway, so why is this happen often? Anyway, so.
No, apparently the story's made the
rounds. So they go out, and everybody goes out, and then somebody that was working with us. Tells us what
we hire gophers to run everybody around.
I
and
come
stuff.
Out of the hotel the next morning and I see fucking the guy outside with a power washer, fucking basically crime scene tape all over the fucking place. Look at this fucking couch, is just defiled, this white couch in front of the place. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Next thing you know, the manager is coming up to me also and telling me the story that this person fucking, they took a cab back from wherever they were. This person decided to shit all over the fucking cab. Then came out of the cab, shit all over the fucking couch outside.
In the street.
Walked
like,
into the fucking lobby with a trail of shit all over the place.
So we...
It was just horrible.
So then we hadn't seen them yet. So we got one of our gophers to go in and check on them. So poor kid, Josh, goes to the hotel, goes to the front door or desk, asks for a key. You know, they escort him over there, knock on the door. She answers the door. He goes in. He's like, dude, you don't pay me enough. Like, this room, it was a fucking crime scene. Like, he's like, dude, there were handprints on the walls. Like, there were like, it was like.
That's who I mentioned.
That's.
Did you hear this story? Lucky, did you hear this story before? Or something?
I heard bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And it's. Wow, now it's, I'm kind of curious. I'm like, legend. Into this sort of
exotic
thing?
Folklore.
Was it accidental? Was it just out of revenge? Was it
what
just,
I want to know is who why? Has that much poop in them? Like how? Like by the time it goes from the cab to the sidewalk to the couch to the lobby to the elevator back into the room, like and then on the walls. Like at what point do you run out of poop? Like I don't get it. I'm a big dude. I couldn't do that. Like
they went to an all you can eat place. I don't know.
Dude,
fucking, I have no
oh
idea.
My God. Well, Dan, no. You know what? Well, thus ends,
poop stories with
diarrhea poop stories on Exotica TV.
Yay. That's going to be a new segment. But you know what, Jay, let's do one of our segments right now.
Jump right into it, man. You let it fly. Which
ready? Lightning round, baby.
Lightning round?
Yeah.
Lightning round. Right,
all
right. Are you cabbage patching to Metallica?
Huh?
Were you just cabbage patching to Metallica?
I thought this was like a coffee
grinder
or something.
Dan knows all those dangers. What is that?
It's been a while.
That's like churning the butter or something.
I cabbage patch, but I thought it was coffee grinder. Coffee grinder's with the legs. Never mind. Yeah, I think that is cabbage patch.
So here's a part of the show where we ask just stupid little questions. You just answer them and we move on. You don't have to explain anything. If Jay starts interrupting, we're just going to run right over him.
Go right ahead.
All right. Ready? We're going to start with Christy because you haven't done much talking here, Christy.
Okay.
Ready? This is where we get serious. If you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, which one would it be?
It would be Big Bang Theory.
And who would you be on the Big Bang Theory?
Sheldon.
Okay.
Interesting. Besides poop, Lucky, what would be the best thing about not having a sense of smell?
Oh, not smelling how smelly some people are and don't know it.
Body odor.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take body odor for 100, Alex.
Vaginosis. Vaginosis. Okay. Yeah. Vaginosis.
Cool. Good answer.
Let's see. Christy, when scrolling through social media, do you prefer posts from celebrities or from your best friends?
Oh, that's a good one. My best friends.
Aww. You just won some brownie points with your friends.
Lucky.
I like is there an
app? Is there an app that you hate but you use anyway?
Ooh, TikTok, only because I haven't figured it out. Like, I want to make these really awesome TikTok videos, but I just don't know how, and it's frustrating me. And I want to be fabulous. And
you see what other people can do, and you're like, how the fuck?
How can I do that?
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's crazy is I had my daughter make a fucking TikTok thing for me for something and a project, and I'm like, this fucking thing is great. This kid's like fucking Martin Scorsese with this shit, or fucking Quentin Tarantino, or
John, real future,
fucking Spielberg.
I know what videos I had to do it. I still haven't figured it out.
I just figured out how to fucking use goddamn filters on shit, whatever. But
I gave up after Snapchat. So,
Christy, if you could only speak one word today, what would you say?
Joy.
Oh, you just got all the awe answers. She's so nice. Yeah, seriously.
I know. Oh,
look at that. That's like part angry cat or grumpy cat.
That is grumpy cat. Holy shit. It's grumpy cat.
That's an albino grumpy cat.
Do you know I met grumpy cat?
Everybody's going to look.
Say hi.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do it, Dan.
I'm going to get you a dirty rat.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I got mine coming. That's Grumpy Cat. You know, I met Grumpy Cat, Jay? New York Comic Con. Steve Hovecki, who works for us, was bodyguarding Grumpy Cat. And I got Grumpy Cat's autograph on his comic book.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Grumpy Cat. Rest in peace. Oh, there you go.
Oh, buggy! We love buggies.
Should I call one of my kids up here and hold them by the scruff of their neck? Or, like, what should I do?
Oh, God. All right.
I'm gonna bring up an injured woodchuck. Hold on just a second.
Lucky, what's the stupidest thing you've done because someone dared you to?
I know there's a lot. Somebody dared me to enter. I accidentally found my way into a men's bathroom, and it was also a changing room, and he dared me to go back in, and I did. My gay best friend. It was by accident that I came out of the men's bathroom, because it was like one of those where the men's and women's had just like a door, and the door was open. I thought I was going out, but really I was going into a whole other bathroom.
I feel like this is going to lead into another poop story.
No, I do.
And I shit in a urinal because I didn't know what it was.
You know what?
Underwear. It was probably by accident.
Christy, let's see. I'm trying to find a question here that she can't give us like an awe answer to. Here it is. If you could lock one person up in a mental institution, who would it be?
One person into a mental institution. Oh my goodness.
You can get one person committed. Jay, don't say it.
Oh, I know who it's going to be.
I know Jay. I'm going to use my mental powers. Jay's going to say Donald J. Trump.
No, I was not going to say that. I was going to say James Bartlett. Come on, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, James is nice.
I know. He's mentally
James,
nice.
We love James.
We love James.
Yeah. Oh God!
And by the way, in no way would I compare. I would rather have James Bartlett be the president of the United States than Donald Trump. That's all I have to say. Keep going.
Thank you.
Don't give me any ideas. She still has an answer.
Can I say Hitler?
There you go. That's the right answer. That's an oddly awe answer.
Actually, John Beach has a great one. The My Pillow guy.
Ooh, the My Pillow. That guy's insane.
My Pillow.
They say he's a recovering crackhead, but I'm pretty sure he's on the crack. Like, he that dude flushed his business away. Crazy. Anyways.
Lucky.
Yes.
Let's see. What's the stupidest thing you've ever done in your own free will?
Try to pursue a boyfriend that obviously didn't feel the same way about me back. Try to pursue any guy that obviously didn't feel the same way about me as I did by him. I followed a guy to, I thought he was going to be in Key West in a certain week, and I went to Key West once.
So you're like a stalker?
I kind of was, yeah. And now I'm to the point I'm just like, if you don't like me, go fuck yourself. You
that's,
know?
That's the right answer.
This is how I am. If you don't like me, go fuck yourself.
That's,
go fuck yourself that's, is
that's,
a phrase I should
That's the next segment, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Christy, do you dance crazy when no one's looking?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always dancing all the time.
I could have answered that question for her. I don't even really know her that well, but I knew the answer would be yes.
Yes.
And then here, Jay, I'll give you one, Jay, okay. And this will be the last one.
Okay.
What is the best thing before sliced bread?
Honestly, I love my skateboard.
Is that before sliced bread? I don't think so.
Oh, like made before they invented sliced bread?
Well, they said it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, okay. So before sliced bread?
Yeah. So what was before sliced bread? Was electricity before sliced bread? I don't think
so. No, because I think they would have had like machine, like not, it doesn't have to be electric to slice bread. I'm thinking that they probably had something that like was a bread slicer.
So when bread was invented, right?
So pre-bread, I mean, we'd be going back to like maybe the wheel.
Or would it just be bread?
Dan, this show's getting too deep for me, man. I got to stay at the poop conversation level. Like, we start getting too deep into it, and like,
that's our lightning round, people.
All right, nice job, Dan.
Thanks, Jay. See, I'm like Jay. I actually prepare for the show. Jay just does these little graphics and puts on music and like dolphins making noises, poop sounds.
That's right.
Fart sounds, all that.
Dan, you want to hear the cheering section again?
No.
Okay.
But you know what? Wait, one thing I am confused about.
Yes.
Somebody just said it today. Are you allowed to like, can I just walk into the supermarket now without a mask?
No.
Why?
The CDC says that you could be able to and be safe, but your local authorities tell you that you can't. And
I wanted to walk around without a mask all day yesterday. I went to the mall and everyone's wearing a mask and I was the only one that was. I'm like, I better put this on so I don't get in a fight with someone. So I just kind of go with what everyone's doing.
So the hardest thing right now is like they say you don't have to wear, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. But like there's a whole lot, like how the fuck do you know who's vaccinated and who's not? And
right, because people are just going to be walking around like right, without, that you're just the like, anti-maskers, you're just not going to wear masks.
Right.
I carry my card in my wallet, but I think I'm going to put it in one of my old Exotica
the lanyard, like badge holders.
I just, like,
so remember, I heard a fun fact the other day. They say now do not laminate your vaccination card because they said that if you need to get a booster in the future, they would potentially use that same card to write down like whatever you got again. So at some point, like everybody's fighting about this whole like vaccination passport thing, but like, I just want it on my fucking phone. Like I don't need to carry around some like stupid, whatever, like call it what you want to call it, an app, call it a fucking website, whatever. Like apparently you can't call it a vaccination passport, but like, I just want to be able to be like, you know, dude, I can buy stuff on my phone. Like how can I not prove to you that I have had a vaccination on my phone?
Dude, I 100% put mine on my phone.
No, but you can put it like take a picture of it. But I'm saying like they should have like app. Right here. But, right.
You there you go.
You could have an app though that has like a QR code that like actually shows the validity of it and like, you know, yeah, all that stuff. So
I think I didn't think about that in advance.
You guys are, I assume you both are vaccinated.
I am, yes. I'm a Pfizer girl.
Christy?
No, I'm not.
You didn't do it yet? Are you going to?
Hey, wait. Huh? There's a lot of places to take walk-ins.
No, she doesn't want to.
She's nervous.
I think I'm going to wait. Huh? Also, I did get COVID. So
you got the antibodies.
I feel like that was like a natural vaccine.
How was it? Did you kind of float through it, or was it a tough one?
No, I didn't even know I had COVID. It was like, this is COVID. Like, so
what blood type are you? What blood type are you?
What's your social security number? What was the make and model of the first car that you owned?
There's an interesting thing here. Like, are you like an O? Are you an O or a negative?
Does anybody know their blood? I don't even know. Do you guys know your blood type? I don't know what my blood.
Jay, I know you're not B positive. Jay's not B positive. That's for damn sure.
What's B positive?
You're just not B positive. You're just never positive. You're a negative kind of guy.
Get the fuck out of here, negative Nilly. Dude, Jesus Christ. I'm the most positive motherfucker that you've ever met. Like,
so are you guys?
Except for the last like 15 months, that shit's been rough. But like,
you've
before
been shooting, right? You've been shooting. Like, Christy, James has told us that you have some new scenes out now. So yes, you've been shooting during all this stuff?
I have a little bit. Yeah, it's been slow due to COVID, but I have been shooting a little bit. Yes.
Do you feel like things are starting to get back to like picking up, like some resemblance of normal, or?
I think so. Yeah. I do. I think I'm seeing like definitely a lot more talent getting gigs. I'm seeing things are getting back to normal.
Yeah.
So it's looking bright.
Dude, Exotica's back, man. That's all I gotta say. There's like,
I don't think you have any idea how many times I bought a ticket to Chicago thinking it's gonna happen, and I either had to cancel it or I would just, because Chicago is my hometown.
You're from there.
And just make it. Let's visit friends and family this trip and stuff like that.
So you know what's interesting?
That was actually gonna happen. Yay!
The segue is that you started. You worked at a Hooters in Chicago, Lucky, right? And then when you came to Exotica one year in Chicago, you actually went back to that same Hooters where you worked?
I did. And I went out to dinner with James and Misty Stone. And that was interesting, to say the least. And I said, can we do a little, just a little detour? And once you go into this, it's right by the airport. It's the one in Cumberland. Okay. Right when you walk in, you make a left, and then there's the bathrooms. So between the bathrooms, there's a frame of a bunch of Hooters girls around Jim McMahon. And I am in that photo. Dude, so there's like a historical marker for me there.
That's awesome.
I still go to that Hooters every once in a while, but my gosh, it was some bad memories.
You know what I don't understand? Hooters is supposed to be famous for their wings. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense. I've had Hooters wings before. Like,
they're actually good, right?
I like the breaded ones, though. They're like, right?
You can get naked.
Like with
without the breading,
you get them boneless now.
Maybe I got to revisit my local Hooters. Dude, is there still like local Hooters? Or are there Hooters around? Like, I don't even know.
There's not a lot. It's actually quite a dying breed. Like the one here, I know the one in Burbank.
Right next to Blockbuster.
So I don't even know the closest one.
In Hackensack, New Jersey, closed down.
Yeah, I don't understand
Hackensack. Why.
Yeah.
John Beach, by the way, Jay said that Katie and Evan are going to be down in cheerleaders.
I saw that, and he also threw it up here, cheerleaders, which is like one. So in Philadelphia, when you drive down 95, there's always like one or two billboards that have, you know, it's like you drive down, you're like, oh, there's Alexis, oh, there's Sin or Rubber Doll, there's, you know, whoever's featuring. And the running joke in Philadelphia is, you know that COVID is over with once you see a porn star go back up on that billboard. So apparently, I think we're nearing the end of COVID, because it sounds like John said that
Katie Morgan's going to be down there.
He said they're starting this weekend with not
June 4th Katie and 5th or so. Here it is. Yeah, June. Katie Morgan, Evan Stone at Cheerleaders in Philly, June 4th and 5th. So Cheerleaders, there's your one fucking free plug, motherfuckers.
Come to Exotica, New Jersey. Right.
Come to Exotica, New Jersey.
Yeah. No, it's
fun, man. I'm not gonna lie. New Jersey is a fun town for Exotica.
Listen, Jersey this year is gonna be fucking crazy. Like,
I think all the shows are gonna be crazy.
I agree. But Jersey is like in that sweet spot where it's like it's gonna be long enough through this that like COVID will be a good, you know, be behind us. Everybody that wants a vaccination will have one. Everybody will be like, you know, coming out, and hopefully masks are gone by then, and like we're kind of back to normal. But like,
Book your hotel yet for Jersey.
We've done Jersey.
We don't know where we are.
We're in what, Dan? Our 13th year there. This will be our 13th year.
Something like that.
This is the first time we've ever gone in 13 years gone without doing a show in Jersey for a year. And so like we'll be 2 years, you know, be 2 years between events. And Jersey is just fucking crazy to begin with. Like, it's going to be out of control. So
I thought Chicago would be just as crazy, because Chicagoans are very, very starstruck a lot.
So Chicago's Chicago's like our second best attended show.
And it's going to be our 10th anniversary there.
That'll be our 10th anniversary there. And the thing I love about Chicago is it's fucking classy. Like, people that roll into Chicago, it's always like women, couples. They're dressed up to go out for the night. They're like looking good. They're like, you know,
Chicago Bears, Hall of Fame baseball players from the Cubs.
But they're, but you know, the folks that go there are like, it's like a night out. Like, they're dressed to impress, you know, whatever. Jersey motherfuckers roll in there like, you know, like, you know,
sweat, a horny guys in New
sweatpants
Jersey,
and like, you know, in their Giants jersey or whatever, and just let it fly. But like, Chicago's, you know, they drink with their pinkies out. Like, it's impressive.
But they eat deep dish pizza with a knife and fork.
No, don't even get me started.
Jay fucks deep dish pizza.
Jay
goes into his hotel room and uses sweet deep dish pizza as a fleshlight.
To Giordano's, yes.
No. Lou Malnati.
So we've gotten Lou. Like,
Giordano's okay.
We've gotten Lou's, and for some reason, my obviously exquisitely trained palate just go straight to Giordano's.
You put pineapple.
That being said, I'll have that for dinner when I had McDonald's for lunch. So
butter they put in it, but it's like,
oh, it doesn't matter.
Dude, what was the one place we went
all over myself? What's that?
We went to some place like Burt's Pizza. You ever hear Burt's Pizza, Lucky?
It's like
in Chicago.
Yeah,
it must be local. There's a lot of local.
Yeah,
sometimes mom and pop shop. It can be really, really good. But sometimes you go to the corporate places, Giordano's and Lou Malnati's. It's usually the same across the board.
Always, yeah.
Like, we have arguments on it because Jay will just eat, if we're in Chicago, right? Jay and I will roll in ahead of everybody. So we'll roll in on like Tuesday, you know, probably, you know, to, you know, start setting up and everything. So every night, like, so usually the first night we're there, we go out with our ad guy there. He'll take us for a good steak. Jay's not a big steak fan. Jay's your fucking cheeseburger, pizza, or fucking turkey club guy, except for his breakfast, which is Eggs Benedict. Go figure. But anyway.
Dan's got me all pegged. That being said, by the way,
I know you're better than your wife.
I will also say I am a straight up all American dude, but since being married to my wife, I eat the weirdest shit and totally dig it. But when I go back to, like, you know, the basics, like, I can eat deep dish pizza. Like, oh, dude, my son eats like, well, my wife is Chinese, so my kids,
they'll,
like,
chicken feet and shit.
Oh, my, I can eat chicken feet, but it's like the little bones that kind of bother me. And
my
just,
niece loves chicken feet. She's a connoisseur of chicken feet.
Yeah,
it's really just want the fatty and the seasoning, and that's it.
For me, it's like eating crabs. Like, crabs, just, they're too much. I burn more fucking calories trying to get those fuckers open to get like this much meat out. That, like,
I know, but the payoff is so good.
I understand
that. Meat, like,
I just can't do it. Like, I'm just too impatient for that shit. So, like, I can crush pretty much anything else, but, like, you know, anything little bones. I prefer my bones large.
He'll do this deep dish every fucking meal. And I want Portillo's.
Go ahead, Christine.
Yes. Okay, here's the deal. With Portillo's, order the chocolate cake shake. But if you sweet talk and schmooze them, they could probably make it into a malt.
Dan has unbelievably soft hands. He can get anything he wants.
That is what dreams are made of, my friend.
Not really, Jay. I got a big callus
chocolate
right here.
Chocolate cake shake.
It's right about here. I don't know where it is. Big callus. You see it?
Y'all got me drooling now.
To it. So, you know what?
What are we doing now?
It's nearing the end of our show. We got to do the big FU.
Dude, time flies, man. It was great to hang out with you guys. It's like, that's wild. All of a sudden, I look up and it's like 6 o'clock. All right, Dan, big fuck you. Oh, you mean the segment.
There you go. So this is the part of our show, people, where we give each, it's the airing of the grievances. Think of this as like therapy here. So
this is, yes.
I'll start us off, Jay. You know what? I had a couple of different things I was actually thinking about. I just didn't know which
one. I got
way
a lot
go.
Of people to tell the fuck off. Let me see what's on my list.
But it's those guys or whatever that continually call you anything but your name. You're either boss.
Oh, bud.
What are your personal favorites? That. Bud.
Bud. Bro.
Bud.
Bro.
Bro. Chief. Dude. Young man.
Old
actually
man.
one time I was at, I took my daughter, you know, my daughter, my son, her two of her friends. We go to the fucking diner. The guy comes over to me and he's there like, calls me daddy. What will you have, daddy? And he takes everybody's order. And what about you, daddy? So now every time, so my daughter's now 16 and her, those same two friends that were there, every time they see me now, they go, daddy.
Daddy. Daddy. You know what the one name I don't mind? I like boss. What's up, boss?
I hate, see, I know that's the one that bothers me the most.
No, I like, hey, boss. I think it's funny.
Hey, boss. By the way, I hate it.
I hate when people call me bro. And so I would say it to my son, like, as like a jokingly whatever. And now we both say bro all the time, like to each other. And it's like flip the script. It's really annoying. So big fuck you to those guys, right, Dan?
Just say hi and, you know, and leave it at that. Or thank you. I don't need some kind of like superlative fucking bullshit, fucking sarcastic, fucking just like, you know, patronizing fucking name that you're going to give me.
Okay, so Dan's angry side showing through.
I did. This is, I'm pissed off. Now. I'm going to smoke some more weed. I'll be good.
Fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit.
They only call you like that when they forget your real name and they're just like, oh shit. Oh, dude, you. Bro. Yo. Dude,
Christy, you're not getting off the hook. I want to hear you fucking be mean.
Yeah, seriously. Everything's made me warm and fuzzy up to this point. Like, we're going to need some hate out of you right now.
Okay, you're going to get it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, so a big fuck you to all the people out there that are bored, that take their time to troll on people, to degrade people, to hate on people because they have nothing better in their life to do. So that is where my big fuck you goes to.
That's a good answer. You guys must deal with that shit all the time too. Like just,
all the time.
But you know what it is? And I'm sure you already know this. Half of those people, all they want is a response from you. They just want, like, they have, like, a response fetish. Like, if they say some fucked up shit online and, like, Twitter's a fucking cesspool, all they're really trying to do is get you to, like, engage and say something or whatever, which is brutal.
That happens on Instagram a lot. Yeah. They're always just kind of like, fuck you, you fucking whore. And then I'm like, well, fuck you too. He goes, oh, I big fan. Please give me
that's
email.
Because,
I love
because he...
And I'm like, what?
The same reason that dudes want to send you dick pics. It's because all they want is like a response. They want to know that you saw their comment and that you had to take time out of your day to like, you know, acknowledge them. Am I right?
I fucking hate them. Okay, For some reason, they think their dick is something
trolls.
New and special. And we've seen a million of them. And theirs is no different.
Dick
I just
pics.
Don't understand why people think they're going to show us something.
Wait, actually, you know what? This goes good. Here you go. It's very, very true, right? I don't think, you know, maybe there's a small, like, half a percent
slice. Did we just segue it? Is that your big fuck you? Lucky
no,
to
no,
be
that was just, I just happened to have that cue.
I have to go with Christie's because I've unfortunately experienced a lot of haters online lately, and I just discovered them because I was on a friend's podcast about 4 months ago, and I didn't discover the comments until recently. And the things these guys told me were just brutal. Ugly as fuck is what they called me. Geriatric porn star, they called me.
But again,
what else?
They want you to acknowledge them.
And then I lied. Okay, I lied. And I said, I put a curse on you and your family. So go fuck yourself.
So when something bad, when your dog dies, it was me.
Yeah, I said, don't go speeding through any rainstorms anytime soon with your family in the minivan because, yeah.
When you have to take a shit and the bathroom attendant won't let you in. That's because of this, because you put a curse on them.
I put a curse on them. Don't fuck with me, man. I'm a Scorpio.
Seriously.
I'm a Scorpio. You fuck with me, I'll fuck you back 10 times as hard, man.
That's, you know what? That should be your new tagline. I'll fuck you back 10 times as hard.
And the thing is, I'm the nicest person in the world until you piss me off. And then when you piss me off, I black out and can't be held for anything.
Asian chicks are crazy. They will fucking stab you in the middle of the night. They're the only less crazy than like Latino chicks, and they'll just kill you, and you'll never know. All right, so that's a good one. So my fuck you, my big fuck you, came as of today. And it's small, but it's just so, and people will probably end up seeing
smaller than mine.
Very, very small. So I had to get a new keyboard for my computer at work, or for a computer at work. And so I decided to get like the new nice Apple, like whatever keyboard, right? On. And so I get it. I get it all set up. It's like, looks exactly like my old keyboard. Like, good to go, right? I sit down, I start typing. I look up and like, I can type 50, 60 plus words a minute. Like I'm pretty good. I looked up and it was backslashes and commas. Like just all over the place. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so I go back and start looking. Apple on their new keyboards have changed the fucking keys. Like how that works. So the return, like the enter button, the return button is now a third of the size and is like moved over like a half of an inch. The shift button on the left-hand side is now a third of the size and there's like backslashes and whatever. Who the fuck decided that they were going to change keyboards? Like, it's one thing to just, you know, like adapt and make new products or whatever, but like keyboards should not be changed. Like, and so if any, if anybody sees any tweets or email replies or you know, any type of any dick pics with improper spelling, lots of backslashes and quotes and whatever, you will know that that is from me, my new keyboard, and you can thank Apple. So a big fuck you to Apple for making my day longer, because now I have to go back and fucking correct everything that I type. So.
I have an issue with this, Jay. Jay, why are you buying genuine Apple products? That is not in the budget. You should have just gotten some kind of fucking aftermarket knockoff. Listen, man,
I'm willing to go budget on everything except a computer that I have to sit on.
I'm using a MacBook right now with the fucking webcam. There's like
he's got to wind it up before the show. Like it literally,
the battery doesn't even work on it anymore. The battery's swollen like this, so the thing's like on an angle, like almost like right now.
It is not. Is it really? Wow. Get the fuck out of here. It's not.
Like, the computer's going to explode. And you know what? I won't be able to do any work, because you know what we got to work for, people? We got to work for Exotica back, baby.
That's what I'm talking about, Dan. So people should go out and buy tickets, and they should do all those things, because Dan needs a new computer.
You can come to the show and meet these two ladies.
That's right. So excited.
So Case Smitty Productions, we better see your ass there.
That's right. Yeah. All right. So go ahead, Dan.
Let's see. I'm going to say eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Lucky, where can people find you on the net? There we go. Look at that.
Just type in @ClubLuckyStar, and then my Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat, my OnlyFans, and all that stuff pop up. Dan. Just one-stop shopping.
Okay. @ClubLuckyStar.
That's a good shit.
You're lucky. So every person that we usually put up here has like...
Wait for this. Nope. Christy, what? Where can people find you?
Yes, at CL69. Yes.
That's Christy Love, California, and she likes the number 6 and she likes the number 9 for some reason. That's don't know why. People.
Dan, you know what? You know,
Jay, you know where they can find us?
You know what we got this week? Wait, hold on. You ready for this?
Exotica Expo. Yay!
Yeah!
Yay. All right. Yes. Finally, man. Waiting for so
long. I've been waiting to put this graphic up for 15 fucking months.
Does it look crooked, or is it just a swollen battery on my computer?
It's just the swollen battery. Don't worry about it.
Okay. And the fact that I'm really high. But people, come out and see us July 16th, 18th in Chicago. All the shows, tickets are on sale now.
Yes.
ExoticaExpo.com.
Yes.
Keep checking the website. We're confirming more and more names. You know, just confirmed for Chicago today, Jay. We didn't put her up on the site yet.
Who's that?
Stormy Daniels.
Talk.
And she's gonna be doing readings at the show.
Like possibly. Psychic readings?
Psychic readings, because she does that shit. It's fucking scary. It's spooky. She freaked me out one night. I'll tell that story another week. And she's actually we're looking into maybe doing an Exotica sponsored paranormal tour of some places. Like we found John Wayne Gacy's house and shit is not far from there.
Oh, so yeah.
There's going to be some shit going on, Jay. That's a cool shit, Jay. You got to think about it.
Oh, God. I love when I learn things on Exotica TV.
The Al Capone stuff?
I said, yep, maybe.
There you go. Man, we should just have a brainstorming sessions.
Dude, this is her. She's doing this independent, but I said maybe Exotica sponsor. Right.
I like to hear it.
But she will be there. And again, more and more names are being confirmed.
Every day. James we're Bartley, adding people every
James
day.
James Bartley, get us some fucking names. We're adding people every day. Every minute, Fucking Ted's over there typing like a motherfucker.
He's dude, he's worn to the bone.
And unlike Jay, he has a normal keyboard. But thank you for joining us here, people. I hope you enjoyed our poop stories, our best things for sliced bread debate,
and more poop stories, because they went on for like 26 minutes. We need to send this clip to Vivid Radio and ask why they never talk about poop. Seriously.
Yeah. Poop makes good radio, people. Awesome. You know,
especially when you don't plan them and they just happen when you least expect it.
This wasn't a planned out poop story. This was like just a spur of the moment poop story.
Yes. How did the poop story? I think you're the one who started the poop stories.
Dan, you know what? We didn't talk about penises this week, so.
Well, yeah, Jay didn't talk about his love of penises, or we didn't talk about him washing his fleshlight in a dishwasher. But
anyways, moving on.
That's a whole other story. Moving on. But ladies, thank you for joining us. People, thank you for joining us. See you here next Friday. We'll have some more news as time goes on, and just keep checking exoticexpo.com. And in the meantime, stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. And until next week.
And we'll see you in Chicago.
Enjoy your happy ending.
Chicago.
I'm so fucking stressed out from running my pet lizard's Instagram account. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. I told my therapist, she said, we'll take a break from your pet lizard's Instagram account. I said, I can't. It's my sole source of income. I have to post a fucking photo of the lizard every day, every fucking day. 4 or 5 reels with the lizard, playing with him, whipping his arms around in the air, throwing him in my little tiny apartment. It smells like lizard piss. Oh, man, the drugs I have to inject in that lizard just to wake it up, just to get it moving for the day. I pumped all my money into this fucking lizard. My fans will comment stuff about how the work I'm doing is important, bringing the attention of the lizard community, or bringing the lizard to attention, lizard issues to the forefront. Piece of shit, fucking lizard.